Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Jesus Christ.
Sin, bro, sin.
Yeah, I mean. Hey, okay.
Okay. I'm reloaded.
Oh, shit. What the fuck? Wait. Do not disturb. Now 45. I got about an hour, innit?
Yeah. Welcome back, Rare Talks. You already know where it is. Like, comment, and subscribe. Mm-hmm. If you haven't, make sure you go over to the Spotify and check out the exclusive episodes that we got on the Spotify. No, what am I talking about? Spotify? What are we talking about?
Spotify no more.
No, we're even on Spotify. Wait. Hold on.
Reload.
Welcome back, Rare Talks. Really know what it is. Like, Reload. Comment, and subscribe. If you haven't, make sure you go over to the YouTube and subscribe.
Come on, support that.
Subscribe to the YouTube.
Support.
Yeah,
that,
that's
man.
The only place you're gonna find us until we have our members only club, and then we might, you know what I'm saying. But until then, you can only find us on the YouTube.
Facts.
And I'm joined this week by the craziest, wildest co-host in the whole world.
Come on, people. Young C on the building, man. We're back again, like we never left. You know how we go.
Come on, man. Jeez. So this week, our topic that we're gonna get at you is which topic we're talking about.
We're talking about the fatherless daughters, fam.
Woo!
And how it affects their whole psyche, fam. On a deeper level too. You know what I mean? Because I think that's a lot of the reason for these girls moving so scatty out here. Because one of the reasons, anyway. You know what I mean?
What do we mean when we say fatherless daughters? Do we mean that a father that's not there for his daughter because he chose to not be there?
In all aspects, fam. Maybe a father that's inactive, not really around, or has an estranged like relationship with the daughter. Because as you know, women seek validation from men because it's how they value their worth. If he loves me, then I'm loved. I have sort of purpose and means to do stuff. But that's got to stem from something, right? So you know the term daddy's girl and. She's like a princess. Imagine you just erase that. Like, take that out of the equation. And it goes back to even the same thing as mum raising a boy or a girl. It can't just be the mum. Because feminine and feminine, like, creates clashes, right?
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact, I've heard a lot of women say, me and my mum always argue, don't really get on with my mum. that's quite typical. But when it's a dad, any active dad that's in the frame... is going to create respect and admiration for men. And that sort of translation to just reward men when they have relationships with men, that would let them know how to care to their partner, how to be a good woman, and how to move. But I feel like when you take away that father sort of figure in the home and a woman just goes through life looking for men to validate her, she might just do X, Y, Z, fam. Maybe sleep with loads of people, maybe do drugs. There's a lot of things it can attach to. So it's, for me, that's massive. And I think that's something we need to speak about because I do believe a lot of women who even try to call us out do not come from stable homes that have an active dad. I'm honest, bro. I don't believe so, man. It has to be a factor.
Wow.
Big women too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's real.
Wow.
It's real.
If you're in my comment section... This could be for you.
It could be. But I would encourage women that if you don't have a dad in the scene, or you didn't grow up with that sort of stability with a mum and dad, you can't look for men to sort of play a role that is not their role. A male coming into your life is going to be your partner, not your dad. And that's why all that daddy talk is weird, bro. Especially if it's in sexually in the bedroom. Like, you my daddy. I can't. The dick flops on that. I can't. That's coming from somewhere. Because man don't say, oh, you're my mummy. Like, do you know what I mean? That doesn't even come into the mix, bro.
Never.
So I feel like it's like a really big void or gap, like in terms of the validation, self-esteem, more like the mental mind state. Because think about it, women always seek validation from men because that's ultimately who they want to settle down with, assuming they're straight. I'm saying that's who they want. So if you're moving into a relationship with a man and you maybe don't respect men, you don't admire men, or don't believe you know what level you should hold them at, you're going to be crazy. 100%, surely, bro.
100%. Fatherless daughters is a deep topic because I feel like, and I'm going to say this from the objective point of view that... This is from the point of view that a man's been stopped from seeing his child.
Okay.
I'm going to keep pushing the right narrative because I believe that this narrative is not getting spoken enough about. So a man's been stopped from seeing his daughter. Now the child's been alienated to believe that there's a man out there that is my father, mm-hmm. but doesn't want me.
Right.
That will take a precedence inside of the woman's head, mm-hmm. in the worst way possible.
Trust me.
Because as a human being, we all want to feel loved.
Yes.
We all want to feel like there's a belonging, that there's, yes. a place for us on this planet.
100%.
If you take that away from a daughter, then she grows up with resentment,
yep.
towards men.
And hate.
And that resentment that she has towards men will spiral into her relationships and how she treats men. She'll be cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a man will be like, all right, so what are you going to do? She's like, no, cut off. Like, she can have sex, not feel nothing.
Yeah.
She can break up with man,
yeah.
have a child by man, not care about him, break men's hearts, over and over again, because mm-hmm. the real, like, the overdone issues that she needs therapy and counselling.
She does.
And if a boy's gone through that, he needs the same thing, but we're talking about girls, right?
Right, specifically, yeah.
So I feel like when a man is stopped from seeing his child, it even gets worse. And let me tell you how it gets worse. You've got, I don't know what kind of weird guys you are, but you weird guys that want to be fathers to children that are not yours.
Allow it.
You're weirdos.
Allow it.
So what if you've got a child with the woman after, bro?
Right.
Treat the, bro, as a man, your main priority as a man in that house is to say, let me try and get access for that real father, because trust I'm me. A real father to my child, so I want to see her have her real father.
Grown shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Grown shit.
Like, bro. I'm going to keep persisting this level of trying to make you see your child.
Yes.
Yeah? Because it works in your favor anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some men are so evil and bad minds.
Yep.
They actually don't want the real father to be involved because of what the other woman has said to them about the woman. They even done their own calculation in their mind that this is not right.
Mm.
And they have a child with that woman. And they're comfortable with another woman stopping a man from seeing his child.
Red flags.
And then they say, any man can get played like that with me. He's a weak man.
Yeah,
he's a weak man. And to all the men out there that are doing these weird old moves, yeah, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop this thing, man.
Allow it.
Because you're enabling the woman from stopping the man from seeing his child. Mm-hmm. So it's hard enough that a man's fighting an invisible enemy that he doesn't even know he has.
Right.
To the point now that he has to even worry about, there's a guy in the scene that is actively trying to be a father to my child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not speaking about the men that have run off and you stepped up to be a right, father to try and take care of that child.
That's different. Yeah.
Respect to you.
100%.
But a lot of men are taking that narrative and running with it a little too far now.
When the dad's there.
The dad's there, but I want to be the father.
Never in life.
That is crazy, bro.
I'm confident.
That girl, no matter what you do, brother, let me just put it out there to every man.
Trust me.
No matter how much you be a good man to that daughter, no matter how good you are to her, you are not her biological father.
Fact.
And for that reason, she will always feel like something's missing.
Yes.
Because you are not her father.
Mm-hmm.
She will always yearn for her father.
Yes.
A child will always yearn for their father, bro.
Yeah.
Even if he ain't shit.
It's true.
They will earn for that father.
Yep.
And they will wonder, why don't he love me?
Deep rooted, fam.
Because if you remember Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, there was an episode like that, bro.
What,
and Uncle Phil was a great man to
give him everything.
everything.
School money.
Big yard, everything. Private school, everything.
It wasn't enough.
But he wasn't his father.
He wasn't.
And he knew that.
Yeah.
So the point of what I'm trying to make here is men that are out there with these women that have stopped men from seeing their children, start talking to the woman and start saying, look, I think he should have access to his child.
Facts.
And if you can't have that conversation, then bruv, you're a wimp.
You gotta know, like, bro, like, you gotta step. It, you know what? If a woman gets uncomfortable with her new man telling her, yo, what, like, why don't you let, like, your son or daughter see his dad, and then she comes up with a reason, detach immediately. Because I can guarantee you're next, bro. If you're with a woman who can look you barefaced and say he's not seeing his daughter, why would you feel comfortable moving in that space with her?
Because they'll say, I'm not like him. But they don't even know the true situation because they've never spoken to the man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
bro, yeah. I've got a situation. Let me tell you a real life story. Yeah? And I'm not gonna bait out people's names, but I'll say a real life story. A girl was breeding for another man. And she was having sex with her baby father.
Come on, man.
She didn't want the other guy to find out that she was having an affair with the baby in her belly. So you know what she said?
Swear.
She cut off her original baby father and she had a baby with the next you.
Was it his you?
Who do you?
Yeah.
Well, she says probably. It is.
Okay. Wait, so why was she even... But why was she still with the...
She was just beating the baby father because obviously she loved him off.
But then she's tried to... So she tried to move on whilst still maintaining a relationship.
She moved on, but the baby father came round and it was over.
Ran her some lines and got back in there.
And she was giving him the pussy all 3-4 weeks pregnant.
Do you know what, yeah? And this touches onto the last video that we recently uploaded. Women who miss their ex but don't admit to it or say, I'm still in love with my ex, or I still have feelings, or he's the reason why I am now. Because even sort of in the same sort of proximity as the father and the male partner, not being able... If you don't repair relationships or sort of get to the root of the problem or why you might be a certain way, whether it's from your dad or your ex or someone, you're always going to move crazy. You have to go back to that square one and figure out, why am I like this? If any woman out there is unhealed and is still having past thoughts, whether it's resentment or positivity towards the ex, you need to sort that out before you deal with any future bro. Because that bro is going to catch his heat. And then he's gonna then push that onto another woman, and it starts going. It's just an endless.
But you know the real evil cycle is that most girls nowadays that are fatherless daughters, their mums were fatherless daughters.
Yes.
So it's the cycle of hate, bro.
It comes down.
It's like a breeding.
Yeah.
Bro, I can tell you about two gal right now from my hood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man like Keely, man like Denise. Both of them, child, fatherless daughters, bro. And they ended up having youths with man and not letting a man see the youth, bro.
It's all...
Both of them, their father was nowhere to be found, bro.
Right.
Nowhere to be found. And they done the same thing when they had youths.
Trickles down. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, if everybody's hood, if you go to your hoods, you will see girl that never had their father and they're not there. But with men, majority of men, because their father wasn't there for them, they want to be there for their sons.
Yes.
I don't understand how, for women, it's so, like, I'm going to be like my mum. Your mum was a piece of shit. Your mum was a shit woman.
Mm-hmm.
Your mum used to drink Coca-Cola and buy weed off the youngest, bro. Your mum was a fucking bum, blood.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
That some of these girls' mums would be all doing all the most in the pub for 10 hours, bro. Why would you represent her as a living example because she was strong?
Mm-hmm.
Because she was your mother. Bro, it is what it is. But I'm saying fatherless daughters, a lot of times the mothers, yeah, are continuing the cycle of hate from their mothers. And it reminds me of a father that beats his son and then he beats his son and he beats his son and he beats his son. It's just a cycle of hate.
And at what point does it? At what point does someone say that's enough?
Like, no, but they can't because
I'm gonna break the cycle. No, but someone has to get to
the reason why this cycle can never be broken is because majority of women think what they're doing is actually for the best interest of the child.
Mm-hmm.
It's only when the child gets to the age where they can discern and think for themselves. Yeah. They're fucked up.
Yeah,
but the damage is long term.
Yeah,
this is. You'll never be able to fix that damage, you know. Just to every woman out there that wants to stop a man from seeing his child, know that the damage that you're causing your child will never be fixed.
Can't be reversed.
Like, once you're a broken child growing up in life, you just go through bare broken things. you have broken relationships, resentment issues, anxiety, dysfunctional relationships, mm-hmm. self-esteem, obesity.
Everything.
Everything.
Because
it stemmed from you messing up the child's childhood. Every child deserves love.
From both.
If a father is saying, I want to be there for my child, my daughter, and you're saying, no, I don't want him to be there, because you don't like him.
Right. It's always the case.
You need to swallow your pride.
Yep.
The same way you swallow the cop.
Facts.
Swallow your pride.
And all these women that say, I love my child, well then, separate your feelings and let dad take him out for the weekend, or let dad play that role. Because that's it. Again, it goes back to feelings. I don't care how you feel about me. Let me come get my ute on Saturday or Sunday and take him out because he needs dad time. I could be the weekend dad, whatever you have, like you have him during the week. Even if the dad's being active for... Even if a dad sees his kid once a month or twice a month, that is enough for him to know that I have someone or I belong to someone. Do you get it? It has to be some sort of balance. It can't be mum, 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 dad, dad, dad. And I mean, shit, man. I think we've both seen the results of when a boy doesn't have his father, what happened? Gang association, bunk in school, kicked out of class. These are things from boys' perspective. From a girl's perspective, it's if I didn't grow up in a household respecting the man in the house, how can I respect the new man in the house that's in my house now? I don't know what that looks like. How do I cater to him? What sort of place does he have in my home? It's just going to be thoughts and scattered emotions, and is pushing it out to the walls.
You know what the worst thing is? The worst thing is, yeah, is that that child's going to grow up and think, I can have a child for a man and not be there.
Yes.
And then I can just get with a new man and he's going to take care of my child.
Pretty much.
It's not happening. Man will wisening up and man will just run off and you ain't seeing them again.
Facts.
Stop having the same mindset your mum had.
Slow it.
Yeah. Not every man wants to be a stepdad.
They're not on it.
Yeah. Not every man wants to be a stepdad.
Very few, actually.
Yeah. So very know few. That, like, at most, yeah, there's some good guys that are doing the role right, and there's some fucked up guys that are doing the role as well.
Making it worse.
It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. And I'll be honest with you, that fatherless daughter syndrome, I'll be honest, a lot of girls' virginities got broken because then their dad wasn't around.
You know what? And it's crazy to think that a woman who's seeking validation and didn't get it from her father due to him being absent, she might sleep with 100 guys until she find ones that land and be like, okay, well, he kind of loved me. Maybe this is how I should feel. But she won't even be aware the emotional trauma and body count she's racking up and all these emotional soul ties that she's attaching and detaching from in her pursuit to find someone to feel like I belong to him. And even when she does land, it's still going to be a broken relationship because she doesn't even know what she's really looking for. It's like, this guy loves me, but how am I supposed to be loved? Because I never had, you know, like the whole term, daddy's princess.
Mm.
Daddy was spoiler. You know, the daughter have it wrapped around his finger. Like, you know, he's this little angel. Like, she'll do anything for him. When that's not there, it's the same thing. A mum can't fill that role of the dad for the daughter or the son.
Facts.
It's both sides.
Facts.
So, you know what I'm saying? Daddy's home. Not mummy's home. Mum's there to nurture, care, put food on the table, clothes on my back, cool. When you hear the door closed, daddy's home. It's a whole different energy. It's that respectful feel of, I don't play that now he's in her home. Why are women so quick to say, I'm gonna tell your father? Because they know it's a different tone when he's coming in. He never got to raise his voice or his finger. It could be just a look or just a...
Do you know, bring it down a bit. Do you know what kills me, though, where I see it? We always talk about men not being there for their sons.
Trust me.
Mm-hmm. And we know the effect that has, because mm-hmm. we've seen it around us. Youth guy in jail, stabbing man, murdering man. We've seen it all.
Heavy cycle.
But what's not talked about
mm-hmm.
is when women stop the man from seeing his daughter and the effect that has on that daughter's mind growing up in life.
It's fucked. The world view is fucked now.
Like, they will never find love and peace until they find love and peace inside that father of theirs. And it might sound very harsh what I'm saying, yeah? But never. It's actually real, because... How many girls do I know right now that never had their father around mm-hmm. and I was just inside the yard, bro, and the mum didn't even care, bro.
Couldn't do nothing.
Mum was just looking at me like, oh, you all right? And I'm like, yeah.
Just couldn't do nothing.
Feel like I could be doing that if daddy was in the house.
You wouldn't. If, you know what, bro, every man them knows this is true. If a girl, back in the day, if a girl said to you, oh, do you want to come around my house? And you're like, yeah, cool. She go, oh, but my dad's there. You know what? You know, like, you come man still. Like, I'm not. because you just, as a guy, you know the setting. Dad won't have me do. And if the dad's there, I probably got to be in the front room with the family, or if I'm going to the home room, the door's got to be open. Certain things can't run when the dad's there.
Never.
If it, like,
dad's not having it.
You get it, but if it's just a mum up there, okay, yeah, like, you can go to her room, because she's not even tapped in like that. Go up there, mash my daughter out. Fam, it can get so crazy.
And the mum feels that she has to overcompensate. Let me just say something. All the women out there that stop men from seeing their children, you feel like you have to play two roles. Mm-hmm. But it's impossible to play two roles because you're only one person. Mm-hmm. Unless you've got bipolar or something.
You know what I mean?
You only can play one role.
That's it.
You are a mother, and the Lord, God blessed you to be a woman.
Yep.
Nothing to do with me, nothing to do with YC. Don't get mad at us. Right. We was blessed to be men. And I say blessed because whether you're a male or female, you're blessed to be on this planet.
Trust me.
Now, understand this. You cannot be a father to a daughter. The daughter's looking at you thinking, no, mum, you got a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Your voice doesn't have that bass in it.
Mm-hmm.
Your impact doesn't have that impact. Mm-hmm. It's like when a boy and his mum, bro. My mum couldn't hit me from the age of like 12 or 13.
Can't do
that. She could not put her hands on me again.
Yeah.
It just, but my dad could probably still mash me up.
Yeah, that can, yeah.
No, you know what? He's not. He's always going to be a big man to me. Does that make sense?
Even now he can.
Yes, he's a big man now. He's a big now, yeah.
Mash me up still.
But I'm saying, mum, at a certain age, like, joker.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? What are you going to do, kick me out? He loves me too much.
Yeah.
Dad will be like, get out of my yard.
Quick.
Lock the door. Man's outside looking. He's looking at you. You're looking at him.
Thinking, yeah.
Also, I'm cold stare, fam.
Yep.
Thinking, right, my man's cold hearted.
Nighttime, pouring bare rain, thinking, yep.
Saying that's my man's thinking, nope, I've had enough.
Done.
Stay outside.
But then the mum's softer side were like, I'd let him back in.
That yes.
Like, no. Then I was
yes.
like, no, he's not
yes.
coming back.
Yes.
He's not coming back.
That's the reason why.
Yeah.
Every child, male or female, need a father and mother. Because when mum's moving mad, dad comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And dads and daughters, everyone knows that relationship is some crazy life bond.
It's
mad. You know what I'm saying? When a girl has that...
Daddy's princess.
I'm not saying it makes her life perfect.
Of course not.
But if he has a good relationship with her, it will make her a more stable person in life in general.
And going into relationships with other men.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
she'll know her worth as well. You know what I'm saying?
Because I think any daughter that respects her dad... When she finds a good man, she'll know what to identify and look for because her dad has similar traits. So she'll say, right, you know what? This guy's sort of respectful, you know, like he sort of respects me, doesn't overstep boundaries, like he sort of treats me with sort of respect. My dad done the same thing, so he must somewhat be a decent guy. When you eliminate that and it's just, well, he said I'm pretty, so like, he might be the one because like, there's no type of understanding of what a man should be towards his daughter. And more importantly, when the father's in the home, the man coming into that home will automatically be respectful just because the dad's in the frame. He won't even have to speak to bro. Just seeing the dad in the house in the front room, it's like, right, sir? And you, because you just know you can't even turn up in his yard. It's long. If you want to step in with my daughter, trust me, brother, it's going to be a minute.
And that's why a lot of your daughters will... You know what's mad, yeah? Let me tell you something that's mad, yeah? A lot of these girls, yeah, they be with men for 10, 15 years, and the men, like, when the girl gets a little older and she starts getting a little body, he will child molest the child.
It's fucked.
18 years old, mm-hmm. man's been in the life for 10 years, and now man's molesting her.
It's true.
I know real life, bro. This is my cousin, my girl cousin, fam. Mm. It's real life shit. Because that's not the father. Mm-hmm. As much as you women want to say it, that's not the father.
Mm.
So you bring in a weird stranger around your child, and I say stranger because he's nothing to that child. He's your other child's father, but he's nothing to your child.
Right.
You never laid in bed with him and created that child with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So, what I'm saying is the weird old guys out there, they need to stop being weird, don't they? You need to stop being weird.
True.
You need to stop being weird. Let man do their father role with their children. Mm-hmm. Don't get involved. Don't get in the conversation.
Don't roll
up your mouth. Don't come around the yard talking about, I'm dropping off you and doing this, bro. Mind your business, because Jeez. The man can just turn around and just thump off your face, fam.
One day,
and he's in his full right, bruv.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if my daughter come home and said, "Raw, stepdad slapped me, bro," stepdad
Smoke.
Is dead.
He's dead on his doorstep. He's dead.
That cold blooded.
Yeah, his brain's leaking. He's done.
Yeah, like cold blooded.
He's done.
Nothing even in my heart.
No, he's done.
And even and this is the deepest thing, women. Yeah, and understand this when I say to you, do you know how much respect that man has for a child when he sees the father be in an active role?
Massive.
He knows, I can't hit this child.
I can't
abuse this child. This child is going to the dad and I'm going to get deaded.
Mm-hmm.
So he's more, you know what I'm saying, wary. She's going to go to dad's house this week. She might tell her dad what I'm doing.
I got to move correct because daddy's going to bring that smoke. And for all the men that have succumbed to this woman's mind control manipulation, you've also got to be very careful. A woman will make it so comfortable for a man to move in her home and her setup, she'll make him feel like he can play that role, even if initially he didn't want to. She'll be like, it's fine, the dad isn't really there, oh, he's useless anyway, so I don't mind if you turn my daughter off. So like, she'll poison his mind with thoughts that wasn't even his own to get him to step up, because the dad, she's disabled access to the dad. But to a point where the guy might think, this feels uncomfortable because it's not my daughter. It's only been a few months and this woman's giving me full access to discipline this child, but she's not mine. Now, bear in mind, if one day the dad just turned up on the, like just out of 3 months out of the blue, even if he's not active, it's still his child. If a woman gives you the green light to put hands on her daughter, she's green lighting you for, like, to get dead too. Especially if the dad is around and active in the scene. The idea that a man that isn't me can put hands on my daughter and do any type of violation when I'm already there disciplining her, because the woman has intoxicated the mind of the man to make it feel like he can play that role. They both need gunshot, yeah? And to all the men out there who maybe get trapped by this idea, you need to think, yeah? If a woman is toxic and you're visibly seeing it, why do you not believe you're next? A woman can run that same game with you. You're just filling in the blanks for now, cuz. Like, right now, you're just filling in that sort of void from the dad not being there. But you best believe, yeah, even though it's slightly unrelated, maybe, if that dad came back in the scene with money and he had sort of power and influence to sort of have him when he wants, custody and court and everything, she'll probably run back into the fucking dad's arms. When that comfortability level comes, you know what? He has everything, because we all know women look for financial stability, right? So whatever the reason they broke up, I'm almost convinced that most women would stay with men who had bank like that, you know, who had like a serious bag. But if that's not the case, fine, whatever, it is what it is. But never let a woman trick you out of position to make you feel like you can play dad.
Let me just chime in.
When the dad's there,
let me chime in with what the brother just said.
Don't fall kins, man. Don't fall in kins.
How can you, as a woman, bring a man that's not the child's biological father and make him beat your child? Do you know how much of an evil woman you are?
Disgusting.
And you know what the funny thing is? That woman. Child's going to grow up with resentment towards men,
yep,
and resentment towards you. And that child's going to be as dysfunctional as possible.
Fucked.
Not getting their schoolwork, back on education, because it's going to play on the kid's head. Like, how could you make a man come in the house and beat me? Forget, like, molesting me, but just beating me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who is he to even shout at me?
And mum's green lighting it. She's saying it's cool. If my daughter moves out of place, I'm giving you the sort of, you can hit her. That's crazy. Because in one day, the girl might shout out, you're not my dad. And you best believe, if she relays that message to the father and he finds out, he's coming with four men in a whip, burners, ski masks, hopping out and putting bullets in window. Because that's the kind of passion a man would have. Because he's like, how could a man, any man, whether it's even her uncle, if it's not me, it's no one. Serious, I don't care if it's uncle, aunties, whoever. If it's not me, it's no one. But I'm trying to say, and that's how fallen kings get sucked into this vacuum from a woman poisoning their mind, making them believe that they can play dad even when the dad's actively around, because the mum has said, you can move in with us. So when the dad's not here, we're basically a family. Women are very slick, you know, because a woman will always do what's convenient for her and her offspring. But when the mood changes, she'll quickly dismiss the guy. Now here's the kicker. When a woman decides one day you're no longer fit to play that role and she fucking dismisses you, now you're left back to where you was and with a dad after you. So the woman fucked you up doubly now. So now you're single and got beef with a child father and no more kids is in the picture. Women are fucked, you know. Honestly, I never realised of how deep far a woman will go to protect her own well-being and her child, risking a man's life. So a woman will put her man's life in front of her to ensure that nothing happens to her. Because man them, yeah, we're too quick to smoke another man and get onto him without stopping to think, wait a minute, this woman enabled him. This woman got in his head and gave him pussy, food and good time and company and made him act out of position. So now I got him. But brother, when you take a step back, come from between the crutches and think logically, you understand that this woman is no good for me. Because if I was to have a child with this woman, she can run up the same shit with me. But some men don't think long term. 3 months in, this woman's perfect. Trust me, any man who's on their grown shit would not fuck with any woman who is not letting the father see her child for no good reason, just based on how she feels, that's a myth to me, bruv. Especially my daughter. I ain't even got a daughter, but God forbid I have a daughter. She probably would have me wrapped around her finger. Rightfully so. Daddy's queen, right? She gets anything. Raising a female blows my mind, even at the concept of it, because that hasn't been my reality. But raising a young king's hard enough. But a woman, bro, listen, men need to stop getting swindled and hustled and taking on a stepdad role. It's long. It's long because it's not going to benefit you. Because at any point, a woman can cut you off and say, you're done. That's not going to run no more. And
what can you do?
What can you do?
What can you do at that moment? What can you do at that moment when she says, it's over, it's done, and you spent 6-8 years in the child, and then she said, you say, oh, I want to just come around and see your daughter, so that it's not your child.
And they'll do that as well.
It's not your child.
And they'll do that.
It's not your child.
And then, if as a guy you think, oh, but I took her out and took her shopping, she's like, so? If the guy tries to say, me and your daughter, I've taken her out, I bought her shopping, I've watched her grow, I used to do school runs, she's like, I know, but, you know, isn't your daughter, the dad's back now. Man, they need to stop getting invested that much. If you're going to settle down with a woman and she has a child, respect the parameters, yeah? Respect the boundaries of, you're never going to be the dad, and if the dad is active, you're going to be aware and respect that, and not move into a point where you're playing that role. Now, you can be a stepdad and be respectful and have love for the daughter, but when daddy time comes around, you have to remove yourself from that and say, that's not me. But if a woman gasses your head up and starts to make you believe you can be full-time dad when the dad's not around, and lay hands on daughter and discipline her and start fucking dropping my daughter off to me as a new nigga, brother, listen, it's like she wants to see a corpse or something. You know what I mean? And I can't, brother, I can't. Thinking about that stuff, like, just gets man hot and triggered, fam. The idea of another man stepping in. And to a point where the moment I detect that, I'm going to have to sit down with bro. Because if he's a real man, he'd have a conversation with me and sit down and I say, brother, like, let me talk to you about a son. I don't give a fuck if this new guy's digging my missus' guts out. I don't care. Have her. I don't care about that anymore.
Trust me.
Dig her out.
Trust me.
Fine.
Trust me.
Solely my youth I care about.
That's it.
Have fun with that. I've been moved on.
Wait, thank you. Women have painted this picture that we still love them. So my man, his protectiveness is like, no, I can't let her have a conversation. Or I can't let it, because he's going to try and get in there with her. Okay. And she told me he's a narcissist. He's a manipulator. Yeah. He's a this, he's a that. Bro, I just want to be a father.
That's it.
Can we have that conversation, big man?
Just me.
I don't want to have that conversation with you, rude boy. Because I heard you think you're tough in it. Yeah. I heard you think you're tough in it. And you're stepping up. You're like, brother, I'll kill you on the doorstep, blood.
Normal.
Like, my child's in this house.
Behind you in this house. And I'm getting there saying, by you saying I can't come. Listen.
That's mad. That's happening. And this is why I said, yeah, man, them, be focused and don't let no woman fool up your head to make you go kill an innocent man that you ain't got no problems with and he just wants to be a father to his child.
Low it.
Yeah, especially when he's moved on and she's all talking about he's got a ute up in Ross Clark, Liverpool, Manchester. Well, let him do his thing, man. Why is she so involved in my business anyway? Why?
Listen, yeah, a woman will move on, but be so quick to tell people, oh, yeah, you heard that he got another girl pregnant. Why do you care?
Thank you.
You left me. It's over with. You listen, bro, and this is what we keep saying. A woman can get married to a guy, have two kids by two other men, and still be focused on what you're doing. Allow my life. Let me move on. Let me be free. Why are you so concerned? And this comes from the idea of women being narcissistic and fucking self-absorbed. It's all about them. Leave me alone. Some women will spend their life. It's like I said before, a woman, your baby mum will always be bitter towards you because you wasn't the guy that she could have ended up with and sort out. And it's cool, life goes on. But how dare a woman have the audacity and the nerve to move on with another guy, get dig out, get pregnant by him, and still have the balls to say, who's your new woman and where did you get her from? You don't have right to them sort of information. Don't worry about me and my woman, yeah? And even goes like one layer deeper, bro. A woman can bring a guy around your door after 2 weeks. You're blowing your top off. Like, what? This guy, I don't know this guy from nowhere. She's like, oh, well, I'm seeing him, so it makes sense. You try and bring a woman around your door after 2 weeks. It's like, who is she? I don't know who she is. And yeah, women's all going off. Literally, women think they can have it one way, but it's the other way. And all that just needs to stop. The whole fucking fatherless daughter syndrome is really untouched, but it's a real life effect that I think a lot of women are suffering from. And I think even more additional to that, King, is that women who might lose their dad kind of revert back to the same thing. Meaning, so if a woman has a dad in her life and he suddenly passes away, that will have the same effects on her from not having a dad from the beginning. Meaning, I love my dad, my dad's everything. Now he's passed away, they'll start sleeping with bear man again. Who do I go to now? My dad was.
It depends what age they are.
No, it doesn't matter.
No, because like some girls, they would have had that sick relationship and know their value. They'd have been with a great man that showed them their value. So now
30 plus, they might still move mad, fam.
Nah,
30 plus, they might. And you know why I'm saying? Because it's like they might not seek validation, but she'll quickly try to associate herself with another man after the passing. She would. My dad's gone. Who fills that gap of my dad coming round showing me love? Women don't, because a woman never. Have you ever had a woman say, "You know what? I don't need that man because I got my mum." Never in life. You've never heard that. You've never had a big woman say, "Oh, well, I got my mum." So no, I need a male figure. I need that sort of that tight hug. I need that hold. I need that you're okay. I need that overseeing of when we go out. I feel secure. I have someone in the household. Trust me, bro. Women who don't have a father, lose their father, inactive father, it's all full circle, bro. They need that male thing. And it's okay to be this way. But I'm saying, I think me and you aren't aware of the effects that a lot of women these days who are moving mad come from fatherless homes or come from homes where the dad isn't around. So when they run into guys like me and you, they treat us like shit stemming from that. Thinking, well, I don't know how to be. Is this okay? Is this all right? Maybe I should be doing certain things. And I think it's more scary, the sexual side, a woman sleeping with loads of men to find validation, because she might catch a baby out of that.
And maybe that she doesn't really need at that moment.
She doesn't need that at all. And that's a scary thought. A woman racking up the body count, just going through bare men, catching couple utes, couple baby fathers, and still feel incomplete. You have to get to the root of the problem, King. You have to go back and say, What is it I need? Where am I going wrong? And I feel like until women sort of fix deep-rooted issues with the baby father, the father, whoever was in the picture, you're never going to find true resolve, bruv. You can't keep running through man hoping one's going to land and love you. Because he's going to see the flaws in you that you don't even see. Like, rah, man.
And he's going to take advantage of that as well.
He's going to play you. Don't think men don't play women the same way you women play men. Because if a guy sees you're vulnerable, he's going to tell you what you want to hear. He's going to dig your guts out for a couple months. Fuck you off. Or you're going to be like, I thought he loved me. Brother never loved you. He fed you lies because you was in the most vulnerable state. You need to work on you, sis. You need to get you right. You need to focus on your child and better your life. Because getting man in your life just to have man, it never ends well. Trust me. Yeah? And it's so fucked. A woman in the pursuit of love, yeah? She might have convinced herself that maybe the love she needs is from your brother. And that's off limits to you, but she might holler at your brother. She might holler at your uncle. She might holler at your best friend. She might holler at the fucking child stepdad. Anyone that will take her. Like any takers at that moment. That's scary, cuz.
So the fatherless daughter syndrome is known as daddy issues. Is an emotional disorder that stems from issues with trust and lack of self-esteem that leads to a cycle of repeated dysfunctional decisions in relationships with men. That's what it actually is.
Could have said it better myself. In short, summarizing it.
It's real.
It's real. I told you, it's real.
Because as much as a mother doesn't understand this, yeah, the child's going to feel like I'm a mistake.
Yes.
Because why wouldn't somebody want to be with me, mum, and you're such a great woman?
And I'm beautiful. Why has no one claimed us, mum? Big talk, you know.
Like, mum, why don't he love me? Now, mummy has to answer that question.
Big questions.
When she's the reason why the father's not in the picture.
Answer that one, sis.
But they're going to play it off and do parental alienation, where they've corrupted the child and said, well, you just never will love you. Now, when a child's young, like 6, 5, 7, 8, a child doesn't really understand. So when you start to get like 13, 14,
15,
16, you start to actually realise what the world, you know, and you're like, raw, like, maybe my dad wasn't that bad.
My mum's keeps playing this image.
Trust me.
And that's why a lot of them women, they get into relationships with new men to like try and make themselves look good.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even that they want to be with a man. They don't even want to be with a dippy dippy man. Yep. It's only as they're trying to prove a point to the daughter that there is good men out there.
Yep.
That daughter's still damaged because the real biological father, you stopped. And she wants to know who he is and who's his family. Because when you cut a child off, you're cutting off the whole family supply.
Yeah.
That is plugs. Exactly. You know how dumb some women are?
Mm-hmm.
Bruv, that child could be in a better position in life because of the father's family. Not even the father, the grandma or that someone on that family could have the passion that child has. For instance, that they could chip in, into art. I've got a grandma who's a famous artist. You see what I'm saying? But because you cut them off, that child now is just growing with the punches. Don't even understand how deep it goes, bro.
Daddy's girl is everything, like, you know.
Bro, there's so many opportunities you get when you know your whole family, bro.
It's mad.
Bro, there's so many opportunities.
Those connections.
I'm telling you, when it's not there, it's peak. So women need to stop doing that.
Bro, you know, even in sports, or like let's say tennis, for
when you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Example, and a woman wins the Grand Slam or wins a really tough point or game, or towards the end of the game, she looks at her like in the sports box, there's a dad and a coach, and they're like that, and she's like, oh yeah, you know, like, you know, my like dad and coach like have been there for me. A woman looking at her dad who loves her is everything and more. A place we and you can't even conceive, you know, like we can't actually think of how deep it runs for a woman's brain. To have a loving father that supports me in what I do, that calls me beautiful, that calls me a queen, that tells me I can achieve anything, that tells me every step of the way I'm with you, anything you need, I got you.
Facts.
When a woman has that, she feels that she can knock down any wall, any barrier, and attempt any task. When you lose that away, she just has to figure it out, but it's gonna be a lot tougher, a lot tougher. But when you got that daddy there to just, like when I'm crying, when I'm in emotional state, when my boyfriend left me, dad just arms around you. Don't worry, you're a beautiful woman. Like, you're going to find someone, you're going to deserve you for you. Everything like that. It's massive, bruv. It's massive. And listen, man, again, you know, we're not sort of criticizing women who don't have fathers. We're simply highlighting the effects it has and things that you need to be aware of, because it's a real life issue. It's been well documented. There's loads of studies and data and searches that you can look up yourself and say, am I a result of this? Am I suffering from this? Because rather than deflect and just blame men, sort out your issues, sis. Like, ask yourself these questions. It's okay. It doesn't make you a weak person for seeking therapy or help. Actually, in fact, it makes you a stronger person.
I'm gonna go to an even different side of this, yeah. The emotional side, that girl, when she gets older and she does find her father, because all girls are gonna find their father eventually.
And
now she's found him,
she's expecting everything from that man now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that man's got probably a life now. Mm. You see, what we have to understand, yeah, is the damage that some mothers cause them daughters, yeah, they grow up with an expectation. When I find my dad, everyone's going to be like this and that. And they usually get disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why they get disappointed is because their whole life has been a myth.
Mm.
If they would have had daddy growing up, it would be different to having daddy when he's older.
Trust me.
Like, for instance, a man that you ain't seen for 8 years is meant to know your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of mad.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. Maybe every year for the last 8 years, he's cried on your birthday.
True.
And for him to get over it, now he's emotionally blocked it out.
Trust me.
But that side will never get spoken about. Mm-hmm. That poor man has to just remember that thing. And if he doesn't, he's a deadbeat, he's a piece of shit. He's not a good man.
Trust me.
And this is what, we have to change these narratives because they're not correct. Men have emotions too. And men go through their own life struggles.
Real shit. We all have.
And that's not spoken about. So that little girl's going into the world thinking that daddy has to be perfect. She's not realizing that daddy's scarred just like you're scarred. The same way you're hurt, he's hurt as well from not seeing you for all these years.
But
he's now I'm back in your life.
Mm.
I'm trying, but I have a life now.
That's right.
Like, I've got kids that I do kids, see.
Yeah.
And I'm there for them.
Yeah.
Every single day,
mm-hmm.
every single week,
mm-hmm.
whatever the setup is.
Mm-hmm.
You just come back in and you expect to get everything. As much as in the ideal world, we want that to be the truth, it's
mm-hmm.
not.
Mm-hmm.
So that woman that stops and then thinks, I can stop and start, and anytime I tell him to jump, he has to jump. It might not be like that forever.
Yeah.
And that's just to say that on the other side of the fence, because a lot of people will never, you never hear no one talking like this, man. You never hear no one talking like this.
Ooh, because people don't care. Do you know what, yeah? And do you know what, like, really touches my soul, bro? And like, things that, one of the few things that get me emotional is when I see man crying out in comments saying, I've got a daughter, I've got two girls that I ain't seen in 3 years, and it pains me. I can't even imagine, bro, struggle. Because let alone me imagine having a daughter, being denied access to your little girls, makes me feel weak, bro. Like, I wish I could give bro my strength to help him through, because I can't, because like, big man are coming out and saying, I can't see my little girls. It's making me ill, or sometimes I don't want to get out of bed. These are real life effects that happen to a big man. I can't get out of bed. I can't go work. I don't know how to move in the world, because I can't see my little girls. Like that shit makes me tear up, because I'm thinking, I'm a dad, bro. I ain't got a daughter, but I got a son, and it's still one and the same. Like that access, so there's so many layers that we can sort of strip back and peel and say, yo, look at what you're doing to the men as a whole.
Now, but I'm saying for men, the side that's never spoken about is you'll hear women cuss men, call them deadbeats.
Of course you do.
And the girl will grow up and she'll find the dad and they'll try and form a relationship. But it's always going to be
mm-hmm.
harder to establish because
yep.
for years I've been deprived of something that I didn't want to be deprived of.
So now I don't
mean. I'm even a little bit hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying my hardest, but the problem is now I can't do everything that you expect me to do because I've actually got a family. I've probably got a wife, kids, mortgage, yard, job.
A whole other life over you.
So now like you come in and you, because it's expectations, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to come in and when I fail your expectations, that's going to lead on to your whole life now that men are going to always let me down because my dad let me down when I came back into his life after my mum deprived me of him for 10 years. And I thought I could just walk in and he's going to be like, open arms. And the thing is, he would generally want to.
But he doesn't know how to move on that now.
Because now it's all changed. You're a big woman now.
Woman. Like, what do I say to you?
You know what I'm saying?
And then
every time I try to bust jokes with you, you don't even get my jokes. Because we ain't built that bond. It was like a child that was in your life. You know their temperament, how to respond.
Everything.
To you, you know
like,
but I don't really know nothing. So I'm learning now. So you've got to have the patience the same way you're having. She has patience with you. You have to have patience with her. So it's peak still.
That's what's scary. But it's more scary when like the daughter might look like the dad. And do you know what's mad, yeah? A dad could generally look at his son or daughter and be like, you're my daughter, but I don't even know you. So you're my biological daughter, but the absence has me looking at you like a stranger. I don't actually know you. You're my daughter. You're welcome to stay and come out and go out of me, but I'm going to have to relearn the idea of you're my daughter, this is how I'm supposed to treat you. What, like, what kind of food you like? And, you know, are you into sports? And especially a woman who's a stranger coming into your home saying, Dad, be a dad to me now. But since your mum stopped me, I've had two kids, I've got married. I don't know how to talk to you like that. Like, it's... That sort of absence has got me looking at my own daughter like a stranger, and that's fucked. Looking at your own seed like a stranger, and they're a big person. I mean, the dad can maybe try to open his arms and say, of course, my daughter, I love you, anything you want, I give you, but I've had another life since you. I don't know how to just come into you and start talking your expectations, your wants, and your needs. I don't know how to talk to you in a certain way, because I've got a stranger in my home. And, you know, again, I think it's very evident that women do think short term. They're not looking at the lasting damage that it sort of results in. They're not looking at what it does to men's mental health, even though we've well established that women don't care about men's mental health. Men's mental health is so low priority that when it gets mentioned, people say, oh yeah, men's mental health.
No. The What About Me club come out.
Yeah.
What about women though?
But we're not talking about women.
No, but what about women? A woman came in my comment section and a lot of women said to me, why do you always talk about empowering men? Men have been shit for women for years and always shitted on them and never done no good for them. Okay. And you're just here empowering, why don't you empower women?
Because I'm a guy? I mean, you know, fine.
No. What she wants us to do, you know what she's really saying?
Go on.
Stop empowering men.
Yeah.
And empower women.
Everyone doesn't do that already. There's a million podcasts saying women are amazing, beautiful, can't do no wrong, like God's immaculate creatures, and you know they're like the fucking ultimate beings. Women have been getting pedestaled. Society treats them like they can't be touched, can't be. Women can't be wrong. You can't argue their points. They're emotional. They're soft creatures. They're feminine. Let them rock out. Well, I mean, as crazy as it sounds, why would I empower a woman unless she's my own woman, like my actual woman? If I have a wife or my main woman, I will naturally upgrade and sort of level her up because she's my woman. I'm not going to make it a mission to empower a woman as a man because I don't see the world through a woman's eyes. I know about being a man and a man's struggle and a man's mental health and what it's like to be a man and be looked down on. That's my reality. I can't speak on women. I don't know women like that. I move with the perspective of man, how men see the world. Many men that I know see the world through a very dark lens, and that lens has been darkened by women and society. To a point we can't even see through the lens. So now man out here just moving blind with no emotion now. Just fucked. If women really think they're fucked, you ain't seen a broken man from a woman. You ain't seen fucked. Trust me. How am I moving darker than shadows out here, bruv? Just stepping left. Like taking souls from women and feeling nothing. That's the result it can happen from a woman fucking over a guy. So women have to be very careful, and women need to think long term. Is this a good move? Am I being too emotional? Do I need to check myself? Do I need to self-reflect and think, maybe I shouldn't have done that? But when you move with the mindset, me, 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 I'm always right, he's gonna love me, this is how it works, a man can't act out of me, I'm never wrong, you're heading down a very, very slippery slope. And when you slip, you might bust your neck, yeah?
Trust me.
And real fuck up. And women, and another thing women don't realize, some kids and daughters, when they find knowledge, and come into themselves and study and learn the world, they might resent the mums. Mums don't ever think kids can resent them, you know?
The resentment that they have is the loss of respect. And I feel like that's the worst type of thing that a mother can get from a daughter.
Trust me,
the
King.
Lack of respect, because no respect. The lack of respect means that once it goes, it'll never come back. Mm-hmm. And then that will be her outlook on life. She'll be cold-hearted.
Fucked.
I ain't got a relationship with my dad because you stopped it. I tried to build it can't build. And now I found out that you ain't a good person.
You was the reason for it.
And you was a bad person in general. In general, in it's it? Not a good
in
person.
In general, it's toxic as fuck.
Like, you're not a good person.
At all. I mean, okay, fair enough, you raised me, as you should, as my mum. But I think women are disillusioned to the idea that mums can't be toxic and shit mums. I think that's literally not spoken about too. I think the idea that because my
now, women stick with women, so they're never going to say that because they don't want that narrative to ever be pushed on them. They want to believe, like, they want to be in denial, basically.
Women, it's okay to say my mum was shit. as a mum. She raised me, and I got through the sort of hurdles and obstacles when I was younger.
Some of them that you raised them, they just drag them up.
They just breed them. Listen, like there are mums out there turning up every week, hardly home, on benefits, Lincoln Bear Man bringing them in the yard, and the daughter's just there colouring in their book. You women are there fucked. I said, this idea, women, it's okay to say I had a shit mum if she was shit. Because you're very happy to say my dad was shit, but you very rarely hear I had a shit mum. Some mums just breed and that's it as well, you know. Women are quick to call men sperm donors, and women are just baby carriers, and they push it out and that's it. Why is that not a thing? Why is it with men? It's like, no. Women can be shit mums, women can be toxic, and women can ruin the kid's life. And when the kid or male grows up and has sense and knowledge of himself and starts to resent the mum and doesn't forgive the mum for having that effect and making their life miserable and grow up without that father figure because of your emotions, that respect is huge. Without respect, you get no love. Respect is earned, bro.
Respect is just the minimum, bro.
It's bare minimum. As my parent. But again, I think women seem to think they have this immunity of being a mum. I'm a mum, so they will come back to me. No, you can hate your mum, bro. If you hate your mum through her own action towards you and your father, that's a pure emotion. That's not a child gone off the rails.
No.
That's not a child being disrespectful.
No. Nope.
You stopped my father from being around, so now I'm at a big age. I hate you for that. I love you as my mum, but I hate you as a person.
Shit.
Real talk. It's okay to say and feel those things, you know?
Yeah.
You can't put mummy just up here because she's mum and she raised me. No.
If she's done bad, she's done bad.
She's done bad. If she's a shit mum, she's a shit mum. Call it for what it is, sis. Don't sugarcoat things and sort of play it down because she's your mum and she's just immune to this criticism. No, call mum out. If your mum being toxic, say, I don't play that mum. If you're stopping my dad from coming around, let him come around. I want to see him. Now I'm of big age. You know what? Now I'm 16. I want to go live with my dad, and that happens to you, you know? Some girls make the decision to go live with their fathers. They leave the mum completely. And the mum's still a big woman, still going out partying, still bringing a man to the yard. And says, you know what? You're such a bad mum. I'm going to now go and live with dad. And I'm a dad raised. So, and all them dads that do an amazing job and raise their daughters, like to be queens, shout out to all of them, bruv. I love them for that. Yeah? Do you know how much of a strong man it takes to raise a woman?
Stronger.
Strong! Especially coming from a shit mum as well. Like I said, shit people raise shit kids, bruv. It's pretty fucking simple, isn't it? Like, shit people raise shit kids.
Facts.
It isn't limited to fucking sex, bro.
No.
You know what I mean? If you're a shit person, you're going to have shit kids.
But I feel like a lot of women play that role before they even give a man a chance to think that he's going to be a shit father. So they give that role to another man.
Yeah.
And that's where I said, this whole thing of, like, being a stepfather is crazy, bro. And some of these weirdos out here on internet saying, bro, it's just some weird stuff I'm seeing lately on the internet, and it's just weird, bro.
If you're going to be a stepdad, tell the woman, I'm not here to be their dad, you know. I will help and support them as long as I'm in their life, but that's not my place to be.
But he would
that.
Know that if the father was at, if she let the father be in the life.
Yeah, you're right.
See, sometimes we're asking conversations of things that we already
know that
it would be an easy answer if she let the father.
Yeah.
The father's there, bro. Can you be a father to a child that another father's be? No, you can't. And the child, you feel weird that the child might even go and tell the dad that you was all saying weird stuff like
of
that.
Of course.
My dad, mom's boyfriend's a weirdo. He wants to be my dad, but I've already got you.
Mm-hmm.
Is he all right?
Yeah.
And you're like, I have to punch out this don, fam.
And as he gets older, and yo, women, kids are very smart, you know. You know, whether it's boy or a girl, do you know, yeah, baby mums, be careful, you know, because kids are not dumb. Do you know, yeah, if your baby mum is talking to someone on a phone, kids are very receptive, yeah. But more importantly, the woman won't acknowledge the kid is listening to listen. So she's hearing them saying, I miss you, yeah, I want you to come round. And the kid's just there playing, but he's taking it all in, yeah, to a point where your daughter might come home to you and be like, oh, daddy, you know, mummy was talking on the phone to Michael. You're like, oh, okay, wait. And you're like, what Michael? You know Michael who works in my school? She'll tell you vital information that will make the mum. And the mum is none the wiser. I'm thinking it's just like, no, kids tell you mum's biggest secret. Bro, I won't even put out there. Trust me, my son has just blurted out random things. I'm like, really? Now, whether the mum cares or not is a whole other argument. I'm saying, if mummy's fucking a school teacher, if mummy's fucking your uncle, if mummy's fucking your best friend, the son is going to drop you that knowledge. Even if the mum says, don't tell dad. So she sees you, daddy, 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 mummy, mummy. You can't stop a kid's mind from telling you that Because it's so ingrained that that dad, mummy did this. Vice versa. If a dad's got a new woman, she's going to tell that your mum, when he goes home, daddy had a new woman around the house. Yeah, like her name was Chantel. Yeah, she's got plaits and she, you know what I mean? Could be very mad when you're talking around your kids, you know? Kids are like a sponge, bro. They're taking everything.
Everything.
Every swear words, accents, and mannerisms, they take it all from you. Yeah? So that's why if you're a shit mum, it's gonna have a fucking detrimental effect to the daughter, bruv. She's gonna treat men like shit, and then those men are gonna treat women like shit, and those women are gonna treat kids like shit, and then it's just an endless fucking.
I told you, it's the cycle of hate, bro. This,
and it never ends, does it?
Never.
But then who breaks the cycle? How does the cycle, like, get broken? Like, who says one day that's enough? Who? Like, what?
We do.
Us, yeah? Representing, like for kings worldwide, fam.
Yeah, we got to empower the men to the point where they start to identify a toxic woman.
Mm-hmm.
A toxic woman will stop a man from seeing his child and then try to make you the father. That's a toxic woman. I'll say it again.
Please. Catch that for me one more time.
A toxic woman will stop a man from seeing his child and try to make you the father. You're an idiot.
Dumb idiot.
And you need to fix up, brother.
Trust me.
Yeah? Because you're moving mad.
Mad!
That's not your child. You can try your hardest, but it's not your child. In 3-4 years, she called police and said you tried to molest her. You're going to jail, big man.
Think.
And then she said she cut you off from your child's life. What do you say? She'll say, that's not your child.
Oh, well.
You can't take her to no family court, big man. Who the hell are you?
But I love her. It's not your daughter.
And this is what I said. Don't get too attached to other people's children, bro. Go and create your own families, bro.
Trust me.
But then someone will say the argument, but I want to have children with her and she got children with another man. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, if there's another man, even find a man and get on to him and say, why don't you want to take care of your youth? Men don't go out their way for other men. A girl will do that for a girl.
It's true.
Men won't do it for men.
Nah,
we need to start creating that narrative.
Because men are too quickly get lost in the idea of a woman, her beauty.
And she's gonna tell him all the rubbish that she wants to hear.
Trust
me. Because a woman wants to make it seem like you're never coming back.
Trust me. Yeah.
For the reason that I've cut you off because you're the bad guy.
Must be.
But the truth is, she was the piece of shit woman. Sometimes look at the scenario properly.
Look at it, deep it.
She was in love and she had a child with him and she could talk bad about him. You just met her and she's telling you her whole life story. You trust somebody like that? I don't.
A woman who's got like 2-3 kids with a bad, it's so quick to tell you that he ain't shit. That's a bit odd, isn't it?
No. To another man, he's just like, she just loves me because of the D. Idiot thing.
Trust me.
Lost in the sauce.
But in the moment the sex stopped and the food stopped, you know what? When a guy steps back for a moment, he sees so many red flags. He can't believe they was waving him down from early. Brother, every man's just going, bro, listen, don't go over there. Listen, I know she's giving you sloppy toppy. I know she's fucking you how you want. I know you can hit her from the back and call her pull her hair. But man are waving him down saying, bro, don't go over there. Two, three months in, he's like, this girl just got rid of me. Brother. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. So, like, we don't name drop because we don't give people free clout, yeah? I was seeing a girl that had a couple youths. I was like, wait. She was the dad for like 8-9 years or whatever. I was seeing her for like a month, then she started moving left. But she always used to curse her dad out and say, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that. And as it's more progressing, I stopped and I thought, she never actually truly split from him. They might have been on a break type shit. I feel like she was fucking me during the break and calling him names because they had a disagreement or an argument and they had to figure it out. But the moment things became on good terms again, she bolted, she jetted back to bro. So I was just like a filler. I was like a filler gap. I was just like a moment, nigga, like, all right, well, you can be here for now. But at a point where some men, it might be 6 months, and now they've met the daughters, and now they've really invested in the woman. Now the man's like taking the daughters to McDonald's and taking her out and saying, like, I really love this woman. And she goes, I'm done with you, you know? And you're like, I can't believe this woman finessed me, brought me into her life, had me put up doors in her house, like fix her bed, go IKEA with her, take the kids day out. And one day she was just like,
Bye. There's nothing you can do.
What can you do about it? It ain't your kids. You can't turn up on her. No. You can't turn up. What are we going to do, bro? You can't turn up on her. You decided that she A woman is very good at manipulating men and saying, listen, I'm going to give you sex, pussy, food, good times and memories. And in return, you're going to love me for me. Trust me, bro. I'll happily say that a woman finessed me into the idea of thinking that it was that. Like, a woman will use a guy to fill a void that's currently in her life. Trust me, I genuinely believe every time a woman falls out with her baby father, she'll go and seek a new man. But when things restore to normal levels, she'll then palm that man off and think, oh, me and the son's father, the daughter's father, kind of working again. So like, let me see if that can rekindle. A woman will always do what's best for her and her offspring. When it's time to cut ties with you, she's gone, and there's nothing you can do about it. Put yourself first. Don't get so invested, and always understand that you're expendable. At any moment, you can get dropped. It's long. Focus on yourself. Don't overly invest in the kids, and don't overly invest in her. Watch how she moves. Study her mannerisms, her body language, because she'll let you know everything there is to know about her. And if a woman's very comfortable dragging her baby father down, talking shit about him to you, if that's not a red flag to you, bro, I don't know what is.
Most men think that I'm going to be the better man.
Every time.
And end up getting done the same thing the other guy done.
I'm a victim of that, bro.
I'm a victim of that.
I'm a victim of it.
She finessed me.
Two youths. I went into the family, two youths. I thought I was being the greatest stepdad ever. I thought every man was shit. She even nearly made me stab up the baby father. Just because he wanted to see his youth. Now I'm looking back at it, I'm like, shit, bro.
You can't believe it, what she done to you, innit?
She finessed me, blood.
And some women might say someone
allowed
that.
She's a narcissist.
Women might say someone allowed that. Trust me, a woman can control the right guy in the right moment. If a woman cooks for you, makes you feel homely, gives you sex regularly, and tells you things you want to hear, like, you're everything my ex isn't. Your sex is better, your dick's bigger. Whatever, she'll tell you things. She'll tell you things. And then as a guy, you'll be like, yeah, I'm the man.
Why is he doing this?
Yeah, I'm the man. Like, as in your ex can never hit the pussy like this. Like, I run this shit. Yeah? But then, in her head, she's still thinking of him. And when he used to blow her back out, you're just filling in the blank for the moment, bro. I swear to God, yeah. You can dig a woman out, yeah, make her bust 10 times. But she's still gonna go back to him in the end. You're not gonna be a permanent role. It's just for the moment. Trust me, women are very good at telling men what they wanna hear. But now, from me and bro being with it, we don't allow none of that talk to fly. When a woman says, you're the biggest I've ever had, no guy's ever here like you. You know, I'm so comfortable around you. I've never done anal. You lying asshole, man. They've been done that stuff, bro. Any girl who says, you know what? And just on a side note, I'm sorry, women, but this is, in my head, I'm convinced of this. If any woman says to you that I've been with a guy for 8, 9 plus 10 years relationship, she's done out here. That isn't, she can't ever actually build another. No, like she's done, mentally done.
Yeah, because
she's done.
Yeah, that's a lot of energy invested in one thing.
She can't ever start that again. She can't. I think about it on the way here. If a woman was to meet you and do a 10-year run with you, you still can't beat the 10-year run the first guy did. Especially if she's got kids with him. You can spend 30 years with a woman who done 10-year run with another guy. Bruv, you never match that run he did. So if he did these days, yeah. If you speak to a woman right now, you go, oh yeah, so what was your last relationship? Oh, about 2 years ago. Oh, okay, how long was it for? 15 years. Yeah, yeah. Just say, you know what? Lovely meeting you, babe, but I can't do that right now. 15 years with one guy. You're forever finished. Your nani's finished. The memories are finished. The energy you can put in me to finish. Cause what?
Think about you with a woman for 15 years and all the stuff that you'd have been doing to her.
Ruined her.
Like, I'm talking about sexual endowers.
Everything.
I'm talking about mental. I'm talking about like taking. Like, I'm talking about like just like the sweet things.
Everything.
Like no man is comparing to her. Like you could get a new man, he'd be good, but you'll never match me.
It can't.
Cause I'd have done a lot in them 15 years.
You share
holidays,
bro. Soul like, ties,
bro. I'd have done everything.
You snatched her soul.
Taught her how to drive. Bought her a car. Like you can't match me, bro.
You can't, bro.
You're matching me, bro.
First sexual experiences was with you. Everything was with you. Trust me, brother. I advise no man, I'm sorry women, I advise no man to get the woman who's got a 10 plus year body count with one guy. I'm sorry, they can't.
But I don't think women go through that. Women that in 10 year relationships, they have their little stings, you know.
But it doesn't last.
But I'm saying, have you ever met a woman, yeah? And yeah. She's got a man and she smokes you once every 2 years or like once every year or something.
Yeah. It's happened to me before, yeah.
Yeah. There's things out there that you're probably smoking.
Forever! That access to her tongue will be there every time there's like
a... But she's got a man.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But when the big problems happen, you start seeing her text you, or how you doing, big head? Any girl that says, hey... Any girl that says, hey, big head...
Just smoke.
Woo!
She wants to smoke.
Free smoke.
And that goes back to what you said. Every man has got a girl in a certain type of way. Married women with three kids, it might be a 5 year stint. She'd be like, you know what? Just recently, I would just picture you fucking me differently. Her man's there saying, babe, like dinner's ready, and like she's there sending selfies, sending pussy selfies to this guy. Still, some men are just attached like that, brother. Yeah, they just never let them go. And for me. I mean, me personally, I ain't getting married straight. I said it with chest, arm, leg, everything. I'm not. The idea of marriage is such a...
I still think you're going to get married one day, though, YC. I don't care what you say to me.
Only for business reasons.
No, but I'm saying, like, we're at a level of success where we're too rich. You have to get married to protect yourself, bro. It's the only way to save yourself from the... Because these...
Scrutiny.
Bro, they're going to do you like Wayne Rooney Mooney, bro.
Court slippers.
You're going to be like that.
Oh, man, Rooney. Just had a drain out. Mine's a drain out.
Three things got you in the room doing a mazza. Bro, you ain't never going to have the energy three women are going to have.
Yeah, but remember I told you. Yeah, but Rooney cheated on Khalid so much, yeah, that she's like, damn, again? He cheated so many times, yeah? That she's lost the end. But come on, Khalid's got like 4 or 5 kids with him. And Rooney's got money. She ain't going nowhere. And that's what I'm saying. A broke nigga can't run that game.
Yeah, facts.
If a guy's rich, she ain't going nowhere. That lifestyle, that comfortability, you ain't going nowhere. The Rooney name, the association, the brands. Some women play their role immaculately. Yeah, but it's right. You can't be like old man Rooney, fam. You can't be.
Yeah, you're definitely getting married sooner or later, bro.
Nah, bro.
I'm gonna come to the wedding and turn up.
Nah, bro.
I'm turning up.
I don't trust none of these women.
But just sign a prenup.
Well, you know what I learned? Man, them are giving you free game. One woman told me, yeah, that in UK, yeah, something along these lines. Don't quote me, yeah. That when you get married in UK, if you have a prenup, your lawyer has got to tell you that it only lasts about 4 years and you actually have to renew it before them 4 years are gone or it's up. So if you're married to a woman for 5 years, the prenup is non-existent. The lawyer has to disclose that to you. A lot of men don't know that, you know? Yeah. There's a time frame for prenups in UK. Yeah. When you marry a woman with a prenup, if she agrees, yeah, there's a time span on it and you have to renew it. In America it might be different, but in UK, your lawyer has to disclose you how long till the prenup lasts and when you have to renegotiate it. And if the wife chooses to not accept or disagree, then you can end the relationship. There's a time frame, bro, peep man them. So if you're gonna prenup a woman, make sure that you ask your lawyer, how long does it last? When do I have to renew it? Because it's not forever. Trust me, cuz. When I learned that, I couldn't believe it, bruv. Couldn't believe it. Yeah, prenup's not even free. Yeah? Everything comes at a cost. But like I said, I understand what you said about marrying a woman for security. And I know what you're saying. But weirdly enough, I was in the Uber the other day. And one guy said to me, I'm married to a woman. He goes, sometimes she goes out. And I know she fucks other guys. But I don't care. I said, what?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Yeah. So imagine, I'm in the Uber guy yard, and we're just talking about women right now, and he goes, yeah, my wife, I've been with her for a long time. Some nights she might dress up and might look a bit too nice, or she might do things. And he goes, I don't know that she might be with another guy, but I also go with other women. He goes, I've got to a point where I'd rather do her thing and my thing sometimes. As long as she respects me in the yard.
He's an open relationship.
And comes up. No, but wasn't that? He goes, the only reason why I haven't divorced that bitch is because I don't want to pay no divorce fees, no lawyer fees, and I don't want to go through the whole stress. He goes, I'd rather just keep her there and fuck her every now and again than divorce her. That's what he said to me. Bro, this is how deep it is. He goes, he said the whole idea of divorce,
brother,
gives me anxiety. He goes, I'd rather stay a married man and operate single than be a divorced man. I swear that. And he goes, as long as she cooks, cleans it, and takes care of the yard, I'll stay with that trifling bitch, even if I know she's cheating on me. I swear to God, bro. And this is how deep it is. Marriage is a business. Don't let anyone tell you anything different. It's a business. If she can help you, great. But divorce is very stressful. Yeah? There are women out here who are fucking going through a divorce or divorced and jumping into a next man's bed before divorce is even finalized, cuz. You know, like that, cuz. Deep, you know. And these are scattered women just trying to attach themselves to a man or feel wanted. Them women need to just hold a seat, cuz. How you going through a divorce and I'm still linking, man?
It's mad, it's mad. Alright, we're gonna end the show with the last thing. This is the video. This video had me in tears this week. And we're gonna just give a little bit of commentary because we gave a little bit at the front. We're getting a little bit of commentary.
Go on.
Yeah. So, darling, you blocked me in it. I don't even know why you blocked me in it. Like, obviously, we're adults, innit? I was only calling you last night and today because I genuinely was trying to get home safe, innit? I didn't even see your message when you responded saying, yeah, I got in. Now, the last time we spoke, was having a conversation, the phone cut it, innit? Like, I thought that was your signal or whatnot. I tried to call you straight back.
That can't be real. It can't be.
This is real, fam.
He met her once at a party.
He met her once and he's moving like this.
At Stratford Pitch, I've been there as well, because.
Where's it?
Stratford Pitch in Stratford.
Bro, this is real.
Rooftop thing, I think.
Pretty sure. I don't know, nigga. Like, it's where it is. We're adults. I won't ring your phone no more because I'm a grown man at the end of the day. I'm not going to keep ringing down your phone. I genuinely calling you, but I didn't see your message, didn't hear from you, and I wanted to check that you was fine, innit? Because, do you know what I mean? I'm a man, innit? Like, on the phone, so I
want
to make sure you're safe,
innit?
Yeah, my friend was
saying something. My friend was saying something. How was he so ready to speak on it?
He was ready,
cuz.
This was disguised. The other guy that's speaking to you at the party. End of the day, it's hard to be real.
That man are a duo, tag team, finesse, kings.
You grab onto them with two hands and you keep them there. So he goes to show, end of the day, fair enough.
He's an ultimate wingman.
It's surprising to me. I'm shocked to hear that, but it is what it is. At the end of the day, my friend got somebody that will bother you or pester you. We're doing big things in our lives. We're going big places in it. So at the end of the day, you blocking him, that's your prerogative, that's your choice. Innit? He will never call your phone again. We will never contact you again. I respect you. I'm not a person to keep ringing your phone. I respect you. You didn't have to block me. Like, you could have said I don't want to speak and I would have left it there, but.
Man said it was nice talking
he
to
you. He is the ultimate win, man. What man? Once a pitch in Stratford, and my guy saying, "Listen, babe, like me, you could be the new Kim K and Kanye." Like, how do you get there, cuz? Like, them are for the streets, you know, fam. I don't know how you're that invested, cuz.
I, you know what, man them. Yeah, let me just say, man them. I love the man them. I'm for empowering the man them. The big butt room boy. Man can't indulge in this behaviour.
Facts.
That is simply behavior. The day that I talk to a ting and I say, why is he? Tell her. And why is that? Yeah, you have to hold on to him with two hands. Bro, we've lost.
Yeah.
The game is over. If I can't talk to the ting, brother, how are you going to talk to the ting, fam? Facts. I've flopped already, fam.
Facts.
The fact that she's blocked me and I'm sending a voice note shows I'm desperate, bro.
Facts.
That's desperation, bro.
Facts.
Forget what blocks my number, block my number, bro. Enjoy your life, bro. Is that a dime a dozen, bro? Well, you're a lighty, you probably problems anyway.
Sure.
You probably problems anyway.
But you know, it's scary to think even I don't know how many takes they did. I don't know if that was one take, but they sounded ready.
Hey brother, you know how deep it is, yeah? YC when he first heard it said that can't be true.
It can't be.
He said it can't be true.
It was too perfect. It was a perfect, like, them lot are the ultimate duo tag team. Ease, like, and like, because he passed the phone to bro, and bro hit it with a smooth. Trust me, he's that guy. Like, it was the handoff was so nice that man was just ready for the phone pass. Just bro, tell her like Lama G.
It's like he was sitting there with you, and he was just like, yeah, and man was like. Yeah, bruv, that was mad.
Yeah.
Man them, don't go out wrong, please, because girls will screen record you and post it.
Pure receipt.
Don't go out wrong. Maintain your kingship, maintain your dignity, and walk away. If a girl blocks you, take it. Don't even take it as an L. Just yeah. say it is what it is.
Too many girls out there, kings.
You know what I'm saying? Rejection's nothing. Man can take rejection, bro.
Normal.
You know what I'm saying? It's nothing.
Keep pushing, you move on.
Come on, man. Fast. If you're on big things, you're not sending girls voice notes like that with your brethren. No way. No way.
But who does that? No one does that, surely. I want a boy.
Come on.
I take a sibling to a new high, because.
Brother, that is mad. You think the day. I can't even. Like, I'm trying to think of words to say, yeah? All I can say to man is, like, don't go out wrong, fam.
Yeah.
Don't go out wrong. Talking about I'm calling your phone and you aren't answering. Bro, if she blocks your number, she blocks your number. Facts. You didn't even give the girl a chance to even recover from the night before, blood.
Facts.
Man's calling her straight away. That's catty, fam.
She's still moving.
He ain't got no catties, fam. Not to say you should, but I'm just saying in general, fam. He's moving like, what's going on?
He needs to.
But shout out to the guys that don't hassle. And you know what, yeah? What's the song? There's a Jamaican song, man. It's like,
go on.
Yeah, go try that shit with another man. I instant block and delete. Me no pressure nobody data. It's alright, it's okay. You can leave if you want to leave. Me get girl me never ask for.
Let him know.
I'm alone. Trust me, brother.
Let him know.
Trust me, brother. Instant block and delete. Girl block me, I block her back.
Quick.
Delete number. Quick. This actually even exist.
Facts.
You know, one's there, brother. I think I got time for that. Big man, respect yourself.
Always.
Yeah. Check, and is brethren, check your brethren, bro.
Please.
Don't do shit like that for your brethren. If you see me moving like that, bro, check me, bro.
I'll be like, bro, like, you fell off, cuz.
Yeah.
I said, nah. I'll be like, bro, you are 50 for the streets, cuz. I can't consider
that. I am alive. You came and said, oh, I said a voice not to a ting, please. I'll be like, I'm looking at you thinking, brother, pattern up, bro. Pattern up. We're big men, fam. Pattern up.
I'll say, like,
pattern up.
I'll be like, bro, I love you, but I can't co-sign that behavior, cuz. I can't do it.
Guys, wash them. And especially like us, yeah, we're actually like people that like on the internet. So like for us to do that and us to get that, yeah, our lives are over. Yeah,
no respect. No respect. It's done. We're finished.
Never can speak on these mics again.
Like, who are you, niggas? Like,
bro, we have to dash the whole thing away.
How dare you?
Like, how dare you, bruv?
Please, baby.
Big man, respect yourself. You embarrassed your whole family. You looked weak. I'm not gonna lie. But like, comment, and subscribe. Another episode. Bow.
Out. Let them know. What was that? Oh, 118. That's calm.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.